everyone. I'm Alan Wenzel, and I welcome you to the May 15th, 2025 episode of FreePod.
Hi, I'm Lynn Fever, and now let's see what's going on. Nearly 200 guests recently gathered at Highlands Ferguson Fine Arts Center for a Night at the Theater gala hosted by the college and its foundation. The evening highlighted the arts and raised over $20,000 to support students in need, including significant pledges from Marjorie Phillips and the Community Foundation for Northwest Illinois, each of whom contributed $6,000 to the Hope Fund for helping overcome personal emergencies. Dan Dick, executive director of the Highland Foundation, outlined its vision to further invest in student success, and Highland president Chris Kuberski celebrated the college's continued enrollment growth, recent program additions, and major capital improvements. Two prestigious awards were also presented. David Shockey received the Delbert Scheider Lifetime Achievement Award. A longtime supporter and leader, Shockey has served the college as a foundation board member and trustee for 18 years and is now an emeritus member of the foundation board. And finally, I'm particularly glad to announce that my longtime friend right here, Alan Wenzel, was honored with the Patricia Dunn Timeless Service Award, recognizing nearly four decades of his dedicated service to the college. Nice work, Alan. Your influence has had a positive impact in every corner of Highlands District, and we all congratulate you for this honor.
Lynn, thank you for those nice words, and you've been a big influence on me during my career, and I appreciate your kind words. Thank you, Lynn. It's been fun working with you for, oh my gosh, going on almost 50 years by now. Isn't that amazing? In other Highland news, the college has announced that Tamisha Bonvillain, FHN nurse practitioner and Highland alum, will deliver the keynote address at the 62nd Annual Commencement Ceremony this Saturday, May 17th at 10 a.m. on the Highland campus. The event will be made even more special as Tamisha's son, Deshaun Werner, will graduate as part of Highland's class of 2025. Bonvillain, a board-certified family nurse practitioner, has been involved with FHN's Walk with a Doc program and has been a steadfast supporter of Highland's nursing department, where she has mentored student nurses during clinical rotations. Tamisha was named one of the College Foundation's distinguished alumni in fall of 2024 in recognition of her professional excellence and contributions to the college. Recently, Bonvillain took the national stage during the 2025 NFL draft in Green Bay to announce the 233rd overall pick by her favorite team, the Chicago Bears. Highland would like to invite the community to attend the graduation ceremonies and celebrate its 2025 graduates this Saturday at 10 a.m. on the Highland campus. For more information, visit the Highland website.
New student registration is now open in Freeport School District 145 for incoming kindergartners and students new to the district. Current district preschool students who will be kindergartners in the fall do not need to register at this time. More information can be found on the district's homepage at fsd145.org, including links for registration in both English and Spanish.
This Sunday, May 18th, is International Museum Day, and the Greater Freeport Partnership invites everyone to explore the museums of Stevenson County. Participating museums include the Cedarville Area Historical Society, the German Valley Historical Society, Lena Area Historical Society, McConnell Area Historical Society, the Rock Run County Historical Society, the Silver Creek Museum, and of course the Stevenson County Historical Society, along with the Winslow Society and Museum. With all of this local history at your fingertips, Freepod hopes you will plan to spend part of your Sunday visiting one or all of these unique museums that truly offer something for everyone. For more information about the museum visit day on Sunday, visit greaterfreeport.com and search for International Museum Day.
And today marks the start of the annual perennial plant sale at the Stevenson County Historical Society on South Carroll Avenue in Freeport. Both sun and shade plants are available, as well as native plants, tropical succulents, houseplants, all grown locally and at reasonable prices. Just a few of all the plants available are hostas, iris, lilies, peonies, assorted ground cover and woodland shade plants, spring bulbs, and many more. A limited amount of tomato plants are also available. The plant sale benefits the Historical Museum, and you're encouraged to come early for the best selection. The sale begins 4 o'clock this afternoon and runs from 9 to 4 Friday and from 9 to 3 on Saturday. That's at the Historical Society Museum, 1440 South Carroll in Freeport.
The Stevenson County Farm Bureau has fair books available for the 2025 Stevenson County Fair. The books, which include information about dates and times for judging events, as well as entertainment and business vendor details. The books are available for pickup Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Farm Bureau office at 210 West Spring Street in Freeport. Be sure to mark your calendars for July 22nd through July 26th for this year's Stevenson County Fair. And by the way, this year, daily admission will include free grandstand access for all of the entertainment events. To learn more, visit StevensonCountyFair.org. Cecilia Van Heeren has joined the YWCA La Voix Latina team. This organization provides a wide range of services, including access to justice, an immigrant family resource program, and an Illinois welcoming center. Van Heeren can be reached at 815-904-2117. For more information about this organization located at 1225 West Empire Street in Freeport, you can turn to WYCANWIL.org.
Okay, bicycle folks. The Chainlink Cycle Group is once again sponsoring rides for the biking public, including their Thursday night cycle path rides and Saturday morning bike shop rides. For the Thursday night ride, meet at Crepe Park at the marina just before 5:30 p.m. any Thursday evening. The leisurely 10-mile round-trip ride moves at about 10 to 12 miles per hour, conversation pace, and usually goes out to Florence Station and back. The group also meets at 8 every Saturday morning at PHK Bicycles in downtown Freeport for the bike shop ride. This ride is usually a 24-mile trek to Dakota and back at a pace of about 12 to 16 miles per hour and has a few challenging hills. There's also a shortcut for those only having time for the 16-mile route. The official ride is on paved roads, but intrepid bikers can choose an alternate gravel route for the last few miles. And finally, for some variety throughout the biking season, the group also hosts ice cream rides, beer rides, pumpkin rides, and even bug catcher rides. Everyone's welcome to join any of the Chainlink Cycle Group's rides. So, see you there.
For an experience that literally is out of this world, visit the Doug Fireball Observatory in Freeport. It's the best place in town to get a look at the stars and the planets, thanks to the telescopes and imaging equipment available there. The observatory is open this coming Saturday at 8 p.m., and every first and third Saturday from May to October. An astronomy presentation begins each evening, and then visitors can view the cosmos for themselves. The observatory is located at 2892 West Stevenson Street near the Park Hills Golf Course Maintenance Facility. Donations are welcome, and more information is available at 815-291-3072 or online at the Doug Fireball Observatory Facebook page.
As we end this week's FreePod newscast, we want to share some exciting news of our own. At the most recent meeting of 100 Women Who Care, FreePod was nominated and received their quarterly gift of approximately $12,000. We are very grateful to this community-building organization and the generous women who support it. Thank you. Our board is already working to maximize the impact of the gift by strengthening our FreePod products and increasing our regional audience. Thank you very much indeed, 100 Women Who Care of Stevenson County. And in looking ahead to this weekend, don't forget the Cub Foods Brat Stand, serving great food and snacks from 11 till 5, both Friday and Saturday. The group working the stand this week is the Salvation Army, and they're ready to fire up the grills with brats, burgers, hot dogs, and ribeye sandwiches that you can grab on the go.
And if you're looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at greaterfreeport.com and click on weekly events. There you will find a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. And you can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, cityoffreeport.org. And we have links to both of these websites in the print version of FreePod episodes.
In closing, if you haven't already done so, please listen to this week's in-depth interview where my friend and co-host Alan Wenzel talks with Freeport Mayor Jody Miller, City Manager Rob Boyer, and Chief of Police Chris Schenberger about their recent State of the City report. It outlines the progress made on the city's 2020 to 2024 strategic plan, and the interview is available online at freepod.org and can be listened to anytime. Next week, Alan's busy. He's hosting an in-depth interview with Michael Schindler, film programmer for Classic Cinemas, which operates the Lindo Theater in Freeport. They'll be talking about the business of booking films for the local theater and what audiences can expect to see in the future of the American movie industry. This interview will post at noon on Tuesday, May 20th, and will be available to be listened to then or anytime after that. Just head to our website or your favorite podcast platform.
As always, FreePod could not come to you without the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons and reporters. Thank you, Team FreePod. You can always find us on our Facebook page or the website of our national public radio partner, WNIJ in DeKalb, at northernpublicradio.org. For more information, including how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit our website at freepod.org. With that, time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon for more about what's happening in Freeport, and thank you for listening.